Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We think it's great. We think it's a great message to the community, and we think it's a great message to each other about being a good teammate. You know, there's obviously individual benefits to anyone, players included, staff included, who gets vaccinated, even individual benefits under the protocols that we're all working under at this point. But it goes beyond that. It goes beyond what it does for the individual and goes to protecting each other and protecting the community around us. And the level of buy-in that we had in our clubhouse, I think, was remarkable and something that everyone down there should be very, very proud of.
Hit and Run with Matt Spiegel, Sunday mornings on The Score.
That's Rick Hahn, the White Sox general manager, taking a very public and vocal tack as he broke the news this morning. Well, actually, he didn't break the news, but he gave the news this morning about the White Sox as a team having an opportunity to get vaccinated. He didn't break the news because I did, everybody, 7 minutes earlier, because nobody forgets who came first.
I think they're going to be sneaky decent.
Here's the only thing that I had in my tweet that I don't know if Hahn addressed, and we'll play some of it in a moment here. It's Hit and Run on 670 The Score, leading you up to Cubs pregame at 11:30 today. Cubs and the Pirates finish up their series. Trevor Williams on the bump against Brubaker of the Pirates. But I was told that several players were able to convince some unwilling players to get the vaccine for the good of the group. And that's an important thing, because it's very easy to get lost, as people are on Twitter right now in response to my tweet from earlier in the day, to get lost in like the partisan political BS of lefty-right and, you know, what is freedom and what is not. The science very, very clearly states that it helps the good of the group if, you know, for people to get vaccinated, especially if you're in a group that, you know, is going to be traveling in tight company, like a baseball team. So the fact that some players were able to convince some others is a healthy thing for the future of the organization. And if that can be a model for the public, then that is great. Here's Rick Hahn talking about what the White Sox did and their opportunity that they had on Thursday, and how just about every member of the traveling party took advantage of it on Thursday. Rick Hahn from earlier today.
We were able to, on Thursday post-game, inoculate well in excess of 90% of our traveling party, which obviously is great for us, great for the individual players and staff who participated, and very good for our community. To head off the questions about the 85% number, let me, without getting going too far down this rabbit hole, let me explain how the 85% number works. That applies to all tier one employees in Chicago and at Schaumburg, all players and staff at Schaumburg and in Chicago. At this point, we have not yet been able to offer vaccines to all of our players and staff at Schaumburg. We were able to get a good number of them, but not all of them. As a result, we are not yet, as an organization, over the 85% number. However, as I mentioned, we are in well over 90% of the traveling party, that group that is in Chicago with us currently, and that group that will head on out to Boston and Cleveland later this week. So we are thrilled with where we're at. We anticipate once we get access to additional vaccines, being able to easily surpass the 85% number in the coming weeks. Obviously, one thing to keep in mind, takes a couple weeks before anyone is fully protected. So our guys are well on their way, but we're still a good 12 days away from this batch of players and staff being fully protected. But again, thanks to the city, the health department, and the folks at Rush for putting us in such a great position going forward.
Good stuff. It's Rick Hahn talking this morning about the White Sox plan. And there you, and he made it very clear there that traveling party is well over 90%. So that means they get to have some relaxed protocols on the road and get to live their life a little bit more as baseball players on the road. So good for them. Enjoy it. Great question from a texter. If the announcers get vaccinated, will they be allowed to travel with the team again? That is a terrific question, and I don't know the answer. I have my personal fears that around the game, the lack of travel for the announcers is being enjoyed financially by organizations, and they will not be granted that travel super easily right away, even when the vaccinations are in line. I hope that I'm wrong. I don't. No. The big question is this. Do you notice a difference in quality? Do the executives in charge notice a difference in quality of the broadcast when it is done from the home stadium when the team is on the road? I think it is amazing what broadcasters are able to do. What Pat and Ron and Zach are able to do on the Cubs Radio Network doing games from here is amazing. What television announcers have been able to do, it is amazing to me. I'm in awe of it. I do notice the difference, but just a little because of the delay. The thing is, how it works, and you probably know this, but how it works is if you are traveling with the team and you do have the opportunity to interact a little bit, the stories that you get, the context that you get from being closer to the team and closer to the players is something that may not show up at that very next game. It may show up two games from then when the moment is applicable. It may show up a month from then when the moment is applicable or when a relationship has been furthered because you've got a little more comfort with somebody because you travel with them. You cannot fake that element of it. You cannot fake that stuff. And the problem in terms of okaying and green lighting the travel, I think, is that it's also kind of difficult to quantify. So we got, you know, the pandemic has had a lot of things that have happened for convenience that will be kept after the pandemic has recovered from. And some of them have been very, very good. Some of the scheduling things, some of the centralization of travel and some of the reduction of things like that have been sensible and will be welcome as they continue. But I do worry that some of the things that we've gotten away from, we will miss. And that for me is the travel of the broadcasters. I hope they get to travel again very soon in response to your question. 670 The Score is where you are. We are talking baseball as we do on both sides of town. Cubs coming up in Pittsburgh. Eric Sogard gets a start at second base and will hit eighth today. And Trevor Williams gets a chance to go again for the Cubs. Trevor Williams, a terrific story so far this year for that rotation. And it's really been fun to watch how good Trevor has been, how good how good he was in the spring and how that carried over. The pitching infrastructure for the Cubs know what they're doing. Great story today from Sahadev Sharma in The Athletic about something called seam-shifted wake. And if you don't know what it is and want to know what it is, you could read the article. Essentially, it is about how, depending on the positioning of the baseball and the way that it is released by the pitcher, you can get more movement based on where the seams are as you are releasing it. It's very, very specific. It's the latest terminology in pitch science that, frankly, is not a new thing or a new skill or a new topic, but has a new moniker and has new acknowledgement and conversation around the game. But anyway, Cubs infrastructure, real good. And Trevor Williams was terrific in 2018 with the Pirates. Great numbers, great year. Had an oblique injury, not an obtuse injury, but an oblique muscle injury in 2019. And he came back. He doesn't think he came back too soon, but like with any injury, there can be very subtle adjustments that you make that you don't even realize you're doing. He was terrible when he came back in 2019. An ERA of 5.60, a 1.46 whip. Over, in fact, his past 37 starts since he came back in 2019, and that includes 2020, designated for assignment last November by the Pirates. The Cubs recruited him. They went to try and sign him. They brought to him a specific pitching science plan, and he was like, wow, okay. He bought in immediately as they pitched him. And I remember talking about some of this in general terms with Tommy Hotovy, on Inside the Clubhouse during the offseason, where Tommy would be involved in some of those calls with prospective free agents. And they would say, hey, you know, we did some research on you and we've noticed this and that and this. And we'd like to work on you with this. We'll work on this with you if you indeed sign with us. And that's what they did with Trevor Williams. And he bought in right away and came to town ready to buy in to what the Cubs had decided to do. This is, you know, it's happening with almost all the teams in baseball, that they are up to date technologically, they are advanced, and it depends on how well your organization is run in terms of whether you communicate well, whether you teach well, whether you communicate to the players themselves well about whether you can have success with this. The Cubs are good at it. Mike Borzello, Tommy Hotovy, and obviously Craig Breslow, the director of pitching. They're very good at this stuff. They wanted to talk to Trevor Williams about pitch usage, which is not uncommon. You tell a guy, hey, you're not using this pitch enough, or you're not using that pitch enough. But they also wanted to talk to him about his arm slot and his body rotation and his mechanics. And I hope you'll indulge me for a minute because I find this fascinating. They brought the plan to Trevor Williams. They froze an image of him pitching at Wrigley from the center field camera during 2018 when he was rolling. And they froze an identical picture from the identical camera in the identical spot from 2020 when he was pitching. And they compared those two to him. His glove hand, the left hand, as he was releasing the ball, was further away from his hip in the picture of when he was pitching poorly. So, all right, so what does that mean? That means that for whatever reason, that was causing his torso to fly open too soon as he's rotating from sideways to front. His torso was flying open too soon, and it made the pitches easier to pick up from the batter's perspective. The torso flies open, and for that fraction of a second, the hand as it releases the ball is easier to see. This is the crazy stuff that matters as you dissect pitching these days. Hitters were seeing his release point sooner. The slider especially was getting picked up earlier, easier, and hit harder. And if they knew that he was going to throw the slider, they were sometimes laying off it. Oh, slider, laying off it. And it's not even the kind of stuff that gets like talked about among hitters, or a hitter might even be conscious of. It's just he knows what he's looking for. He's looking for spin coming off the ball to dissect that's the slider. And he's seeing it sooner, and he's able to make that decision sooner. So the Cubs pitching infrastructure is led by Tommy Hotovy, Mike Borzello, those guys. They fixed that. They got the glove hand closer to the hip. Kept his torso from flying open so fast. Now hitters have that fraction of a second where they're still not sure what pitch is coming. I love that. I can't get enough of that.
And Speaks, to go off of that too, with the big story of Joe Musgrove this week throwing the no-hitter, him making the shift from Pittsburgh to San Diego has been huge too, because they have started to have him use his secondary pitches more. So last year he threw about 182 fastballs, four-seam fastballs, and that was his most primary used pitch. And now he's using a slider as his primary pitch. And even in that no-hitter, he only used 13% of fastballs. So he went from his top pitch last year and the year before that as well, and brought it down to 13%. And you saw what that does. And it just seems like Pittsburgh doesn't know what to do with these pitchers. And at least the Cubs are showing, like the Padres, that they are legit pitching. They have legit pitching infrastructure.
Isn't that amazing? We talked to Travis Sochik earlier in the year, and he wrote about the Pirates. He wrote Big Data Baseball about the Pirates and Neil Huntington. All those guys are gone now. At a certain point over the past 3 or 4 years, the Pirates became woefully behind in their pitching infrastructure. And you're exactly right. People leave there and get better, one after another after another. And that is a market inefficiency. When you are a team and you're scouting free agents, well, that guy's coming from Pittsburgh. They don't know what they're doing. That matters. It's one of the few areas you have to know who is the sucker at the table. And right now, in terms of pitching, the Pirates are one of the suckers at the table. So good call on Joe Musgrove. They changed the pitch usage for Musgrove. The last four innings of that no-hitter, he threw almost all breaking stuff. It was amazing to see and to read about. And that was indeed the other change with Trevor Williams, is that his pitch usage, he throws five different pitches, but the Cubs noticed that he had stopped throwing his changeup to righties and that he had stopped throwing the sinker to lefties. Okay, so he must have looked at some data, or he and the Pirates looked at some stuff and said, yeah, you know, they hit your changeup better. Stop doing that. The righties do. The lefties hit your sinker better, so stop doing that. What that did, though, it made his four-seam fastball, the bread and butter, suddenly less effective. That's because the strength is in the mix. The strength is using all of the pitches, so the hitters don't know what's coming. So when they get a four-seam fastball, they're still thinking about the changeup a little bit. They're still thinking, the lefties are, about the sinker a little bit. So Trevor Williams has brought back, under the instruction of the Cubs, the threat of the changeup to right-handers, the threat of the sinker to lefties. And that has made a huge difference. So those two things, I love this stuff. That mixed with the mechanical fix is making a huge difference. And you'll see stories like this all around baseball if you're paying attention. Before this year in spring training, Carlos Rodon of the White Sox had never thrown a curveball as measured by StatCast. In spring training, just during a BP session, he threw a curveball. And Ethan Katz said, wait, what was that? What was that? Oh, it's a curve. Oh, you can throw that? Can you throw for a strike? All right, good. Yeah, let's add that in. Let's add that in just a little bit. These stories are out there. You can read them. And so Carlos Rodon throws a curveball, just a tiny, tiny little bit. I think he threw like six or seven of them in his first start in Seattle when he was very, very good. And Ethan Katz literally talks about it like this. He says, all right, let's just throw that as a show you pitch, 8 to 10%, so people know. It's a way to throw less sliders, because the slider's the best breaking pitch that he has. But Rodon will throw the curve every once in a while. He'll be like, oh, that wasn't a slider. What was that? Just that momentary confusion. And then, oh, by the way, when he comes back with the four-seam fastball, not only is it not the slider, it's also not the curve, and it's faster than both of them, and way faster than that curve. So if that's in your head just for a little bit, that can make the four-seam fastball that much better. Add to that for Rodon that he's throwing the four-seamer harder than he ever has, with better ride. So those things all work together. You get how it all works together? I love this stuff.
And to circle back to Trevor Williams, last year he threw his fastball 42% of the time. Now it's down to 29%, and that changeup went from 15% last year to 17%. So, and you see more of a balance. He's using a slider less than he is this year. He's using his changeup and curveball and sinker more.
Now, it's only one start, but we expect those numbers to kind of continue. And then the cat and mouse game, of course, will happen. If the opposition is smart enough to adjust to what you're doing, then you've got to adjust back. And we'll see what happens. But the specific mechanical change and the pitch mix change should be enough to make you feel bullish on the season for Trevor Williams, even though it's just one start, because it is specific. It is tangible. It is science that's getting it done. So if Trevor Williams is out there in your fantasy league and you're thinking about picking him up to go against his old team, the Pirates, today, I'd be a yes on that. And you can mark the tape and make fun of me if it goes horribly wrong.
We will.
Oh, I know you will. A great moment the other day when Craig Kimbrell was pitching from Jim Deshays and Boog Shambi on Marquee, as they talked about the emotion that Kimbrell brings to the mound. And we mentioned this to Danny Parkins and I to Boog Shambi the other day when we talked to him Fridays on the Score at 3 o'clock. But, you know, closer's one of those spots, as Boog was saying, that you can bring the emotion and the fire and the brimstone to it, right? But watch Kimbrell next time you can. When he sets his hands before he pitches, he has that moment of zen. Sometimes closes the eyes, sometimes it's just a big deep breath, and he gathers himself for the true calm before the absurd 100% max effort that it takes to pitch these days for relievers and really for everybody in MLB. I had a great time talking baseball with you today. I look forward to it every Sunday on Hit and Run on 670 The Score. Monday through Friday, the Parkins and Spiegel Show, 2 to 6. Tomorrow, Trevor Williams' father, Richard Williams, will be on the show at 3 o'clock. I can't wait to ask him about seam-shifted wake and about the glove hand and the torso flying open. I don't know if he knows about that stuff. Probably. He's a happy and proud father. Thanks to Travis Sochik from The Score. Thank you to Sean Anderson for doing a great job and producing as he always does. Check out the podcast of Hit and Run on the Odyssey.com app. Zach Zaidman is next with your Cubs pregame, and then Pat and Ron with first pitch around 12. Have a wonderful Sunday, everybody.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.